Good stuff. That's Sprints with Literary Mind. Before that, Phosphorescence, who is coming to Pittsburgh. I think they're playing Club Cafe. That's Impossible House. Before that, Kevin Drew, Out in the Fields. And we started off the set with the Folk Implosion, Moonlit Kind. And they're a 90s band that recently put something out. So we have a bunch of great shows here on WRCT. Check out Radio 9. Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't either, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xers, and tune in to Radio 9 from 9 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. And also check out Punk Primers, basement show sounds on radio. Tune into Punk Primers on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Every show spotlights new artists and subgenres on WRCT Pittsburgh. And I always miss that show. I have not heard it one time, and it's a bummer. I need to check it out. I guess like Tuesdays at 8, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, what do we have next? Oh, okay. This is Philly band Sheer Mag, and this is very straight-ahead guitar rock. Good stuff. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Kidding. off on what she said, dancing in a polka dot top. And when you say you want it all, I know you want it all, baby, take it all from me. And when you drag me on the floor, the blue tejanos on, you keep your eyes on me. So get in the waves, swim in your leather. I always will make it feel like you.
WRCT is supported by, oh, wait a second. I've already read this one. Let's try another one. Let's do this one. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, so we just heard the news from Julia Holter, and that is Spinning. Before that, Texas band Cigarettes After Sex with Tejano Blue. The really interesting African band, I think they're Nigerian, Do Mokhtar with Funeral for Justice. And we started off the set with the news from Philly band Sheer Mag, All Lined Up. Here's another track from the newest Idols, and this one's Gift Horse.
My steep, go, fuck, that's what. What's worth forgiving? forgiven. Cause a shade of blue can make me cry. And the thought of someone I love feeling lonely at night, I never could figure out why. I can't get your birthday straight, I always try. You're taking the Atlas and you don't know why you ever left in the first place. Guess you were just bored now. You're sick of the rat race and I can't go back. Though I can see it to see you smile and the snow in the winter, but nothing's the same. There's no power in Austin, a tornado in Tennessee, a heat wave in Boston. It's been changing way too often. Cause a shade of blue could make me cry. And the thought of someone I love feeling lonely at night, I never could figure out why. I can't get your birthday straight, I've always tried. Who the hell?
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend, and victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Okay, so that was the latest from St. Vincent, and I'm sure she'll be playing that at the festival that was just announced here in Pittsburgh in the fall. It's the first week of September, and I already got my tickets for that, so I'm pretty excited. It's going to be her and Girl Talk and some other great bands. Before that, Bully with Atomic Bomb. Before that, The Fountains DC with Starburster. And we start off the set with the newest from Idols, and that was Gift Horse, and I like that. That's pretty good. Idols is awesome. I just think they're so much fun. This is Vera Sola.
They will pray from their moorings. wish I knew you back when we were both small. I wish I knew you, but I have gotten too tall. I wish I knew you when touch was innocent. I wish I knew you before it felt like a sin.
Thank you.
Trumbo Sounds, the culture. The Trumbo Sounds Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner, Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh on Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And also check out Chop Shop, confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturday nights at 5 p.m., it is time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. All right, so what did you hear last? That was the news from Babe Hoven with Bird's Eye. They'll be playing Club Cafe in a few weeks. The Last Dinner Party with Sinner, Brittany Howard, formerly of, I don't know if she's still in Alabama Shakes. That track was called What Now? And we start off the set with Vera Sola with Loving, Loving. Here's the newest from Vampire Weekend.
For the zoo is such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. I know that was by shack shape, but it's burning by the break is clear. Something's gonna change. Stands today, that sinking feeling fades, but never really goes away. A staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true.
He wonders who he really ever was. Ever since he was just a kid in a drunken grip. Did he crack Danny's wrist? Well, the girl in the car said he did. Did he break Bill's jaw and they found him in his yard? You can tell to the man that was him. And there's some things that he can't remember that he did. In the years before his hemorrhage, did they stop his stroke with a metal clip? His hot brain flooded with blood. Did they feed his guts with an IV drip? Wipe his lip when the words wouldn't come. There's a dancer to dazzle and carry his heart to the opposite side of the room. Well, the bar light glows blinding against the dark. Said I'm getting my soon. I am carefully painting the top of a tower. From down my living room floor, I'm starting all over from nothing now. I won't hurt anyone anymore. And he's posted her up in a council estate. And he's waving his paintbrush around till the ceiling's a sunset, the hall. On a maze. From the wall, a gray mare gazes out. Then she stomps her fine hoof when she finds she's alone. And she's frightened and she starts to run. She run till she come to a crumbling down bridge. Then she lowered her shoulders and smiled. She swung till she come where the grass tasted sweet. Then she took to her feet and she ran. She ran till she come to the hospital gate. Well, old painter, your dear painter is gone. Is cold. My colors are clotted and gummed. I wonder.
darkening waste, wondering when will my master come home. I am shackled at times to a vanishing dream. Then they try to save me in the news. Then they work with their rollers to cover my face. I will face you again, but not soon.
He's born over again as a boy of 50. At the Wildwood School in Cape May, where it crashes his frame against the boys on his team, and some frightened dog bolts away.
That wraps up the show this week. We just heard Okkervil River and Will Sheff with Tommy McHugh. And before that, Vampire Weekend and Classical. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. Don't forget about those Decemberist tickets, the giveaway. Your last chance to enter is tomorrow. All you have to do is go to News Show WRCT. And just find the post, Decemberist posts, and you can just enter right there. And you can win some tickets. So stick around. Quartz in Session is coming up next with Eric. And that's it for me. I will be back next week. And have a great week, everyone. Bye.
I have new crime data to share with you today, and it may not shock some of you that we continue to see a sustained and pervasive decline in crime, all kinds of crime in the United States. The reason it might not be surprising to you, but it would be surprising to the regular consumers of Fox News and other right-wing media, is that one of the greatest stories that has been told over the last few years in the absence of any serious criticisms of the Biden administration is that it's really dangerous out there. Carjackings and sexual assaults and murder and all categories of crime that, of course, still exist in a country of 340 million people, but continue to decline, much broader decline, by the way, than anything we would just say is thanks to Joe Biden, but continuing to see these declines during the Biden administration. Now, they've already got their talking points. They've already got their rebuttals. We're going to go through them one by one so that you can be prepared and we can really kind of think through whether any of the criticisms of these data are valid. But starting at the top, ABC News reports FBI's latest data shows historic drop in crime. Reported incidents of violent crime dropped 15% according to the FBI data. When you read into this further, you see that this applies to really all types of crime. Murder down 26%. And you can go and read through it. Property crime, all sorts of different crime. So why is it that we see this and yet 26% reduction in murder, 25% reduction in rapes, 13% reduction in aggravated assaults, 18% reductions in robberies? And yet this is not going to be convincing to the crowd that insists it's more dangerous than ever out there. And if they can somehow blame undocumented immigrants or documented immigrants, whatever, they'll blame whoever they can if they can get away with it. Why is this the case that we continue to hear these talking points from them? Well, part of it is they don't really have that much else to offer. And so they have to insist that crime is up. But let's talk through some of their rebuttals. One thing that you will see is, you know, David, you said this is based on reported crime. The truth is, they will argue, crime rates are actually up, but people are so disgusted with the sad state of affairs with regard to crime that they've stopped reporting crimes. There are so many crimes and the police do nothing about it. Everybody's helpless, that people have stopped reporting crime. And therefore, it looks like there's less crime, but there is actually more. The problem with this argument is that even if it were true that people have stopped reporting crime to police because it's gotten so bad, we have what are called independent victimization surveys. The Bureau of Justice Statistics conducts an important one, and there are others. And that goes and just asks people a statistically significant sampling of folks, have you been the victim of, and do you know someone who has been the victim of all of these types of crime? And what we find is that the independent crime victimization surveys track the official crime data in parallel. So they have not presented any evidence that people no longer report crime. And we have evidence that the reported crime rates mirror those of independent victimization surveys. So that's not a very good argument for them. Second argument that they will make is that the data the FBI has simply isn't accurate because many police departments no longer trust the FBI, or for whatever reason, police departments aren't reporting their crime data to the FBI. The reality is that we have long debunked this. Number one, most police departments, if they want to maintain federal funding, are required by law to report crime data to state and federal agencies. If they aren't compliant, they can be penalized and lose federal funding. So it's just not true that willy-nilly police departments are sick of wokeness or something and they're no longer reporting crime statistics to the FBI. There is absolutely no evidence of that. And secondly, it is always the case that some departments don't report, either because their data